I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 176 of the 80%. Are you done with your Christmas shopping? If not, let me help you in this episode, wherein I give 7 thoughtful gift ideas that won't ruin your budget. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in. And now, on to the show. Christmas is a season for gift giving. And as much as it's exciting to receive gifts, it's also a bit disappointing when you get a present that you don't really like. Ilang beses ka na bang nakatanggap na regalo na parang hindi mo namang gusto? Do you agree? That's why when giving presents, it's important to get something that the receiver will appreciate. It could be something we know that they need, or better yet, something they actually asked for. However, there are still those whom we really have no idea as to what gift they'd like to receive. May mga tao talagang mahirap bigyan ng regalo kasi hindi natin alam kung ano yung gusto nila. At kung alaman natin kung ano yung gusto nila, medyo out of our budget. So what's a great and affordable Christmas gift when you have no clue what to buy? Here are 7 gift ideas you can choose from. Number 1. Your personal time. Meron akong kaibigan na matagal ko nang hindi nakikita and he really made an effort to meet me last week. We spent the whole afternoon talking at a coffee shop. Nagkwentuhan lang kami at it was a very nice experience. Before we parted, he confessed that because he's trying to manage his budget, he is simply giving his personal time to friends as his Christmas gift. And I said it was a gift that I wholeheartedly accept. Napaka-busy nating lahat, especially during this season. So giving them your personal time is a big deal and something that I'm sure your friends or family would appreciate. Pwede kang mag-attend ng event or party with them. Pwede mo silang samahan na mag-Christmas shopping or just do anything that a person likes doing. Number 2. Your professional service. Nako, nabigay ko na tong regalong to several times. And similar to giving your personal time as a gift, I have offered my professional services as a financial planner to a few friends as my Christmas gift. I told them that instead of buying them stuff that they probably already have, bibigay ko na lang yung aking business or investing advice. But of course, if it's something that they'd like. So far, lahat naman nung inoferan ko nito ay inaccept siya as my gift and I'm glad that they did. Number 3. A mutual fund or stock investment. This is another gift that I've also given a few times, especially sa mga inaanak ko. And it's one of those presents whose value appreciates with time. Pwede kang maghanap at kumausap ng isang mutual fund investment solicitor or isang stockbroker. Ask them about how you can give funds or company shares as a gift. I'm very sure they'll be able to assist you. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Number 4. Give an experience. There was a time na nanalo ako sa isang raffle and I got gift certificates to a dinner for two in a buffet restaurant. Instead of using them myself, binigay ko na lang siyang regalo doon sa isa kong close friend at sa asawa niya as their Christmas gift. Sometimes we get these for free or we have access to discounted prices. Regardless, it is something we can always give as a gift. Ang pinaka-common dyan, mga concert tickets, museum vouchers, movie passes, mga local tours. Just make sure it's an activity that your receiver would enjoy. Number 5. Gift certificates or vouchers. Speaking of gift certificates and vouchers, I actually think na napakagandang regalo nito. And it's a better alternative than just giving cash, especially sa mga inaanak natin. A lot of shops and boutiques sell these and a few at a discounted price. Ang pinaka-favorite ko, mga Sodexo passes because a lot of merchants accept them. So instead of just giving plain cold cash, you can probably buy a gift certificate or a voucher dun sa paborito nilang establishment at yun yung ibigay mo. Number 6. Baked goodies or pastries. Ang mga Pinoy napakahilig kumain. That's why you'll never go wrong with giving food as a gift. Baked goodies and pastries are on top of this list. Pero may mga na-receive na rin ako at sobrang nag-enjoy ako na mga regalo tulad ng mga imported na snacks, chocolates, specialty coffee, and tea as holiday gifts. Moreover, kung marunong ka namang mag-bake at magluto, then this is a great opportunity to offer your friends and family a labor of your love. And number 7. Something simple but useful. Lastly, anything that has an uncommon utility, no matter how simple, can be a great Christmas gift. Pag sinabi kong uncommon utility, I'm talking about something that people don't really think of buying but would find useful if they had it. So, huwag ka na magregalo ng mga mugs, towels, and picture frames kasi I'm sure meron na sila niyan. Instead, give a, for example, can opener, cord organizer, post-it notes, pens, pill boxes, pill cutter, travel kits, or anything else that's similar. I've actually gifted all of those before and my friends have all appreciated them. Of course, it helps to know something about their lifestyle so you can choose a gift that they'd find useful. Let me ask you a question. What do you give someone who has everything? A friend asked me this because he was thinking of a gift to give his father-in-law, who seems to indeed have everything, for he is a self-made man who has created a good life for himself and his family. Ito ang sagot ko sa kanya. Give your father-in-law the gift of time with his daughter. Instead of just visiting them on Christmas Day, tell your wife to visit and stay at their home a couple of days early so the two of them can spend some time together. And that's what he gave. Plus a personalized mug with a note thanking him for giving his daughter's hand to him. His father-in-law immediately understood his gift when he read that note and hugged him for the very first time. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.